thank you for staying with us. I'm Melissa Idris, with me, Sharad Kutan. This is a special edition of Consider This. We're speaking to politicians and experts hoping to make sense of the current political crisis in the country. Joining us on the line now, we have YB Fahmi Fazil, MP of Lembah Pantai. He's also the communications chief for PKR. Fahmi, thank you for joining us this evening. Now, was it factionalism in PKR that finally broke the Pakatan Harapan government?
No, I wouldn't think so. I think what we're seeing is right now a group of betrayers of the mandate given by the rakyat on the 9th of May, purely selfish and narrow interests. And I think we've seen the impact of this in the stock market today and investor sentiment. This has obviously... You can say that it has something to do with factionalism, but surely if people intended for these issues to be resolved internally, it wouldn't come to this. I think this is premeditated, this is arranged ahead of time, and if anything, you could even consider this to be some form of economic sabotage, and the people who are behind this, absolutely irresponsible.
Well, those are heavy charges to lay at the feet of former colleagues of yours, Azmin Ali, Zuraida Kamaruddin, and all those who've left the party. But let's talk about the possibility. Any point in time over the last couple of days, could the Pakatan Harapan government have been saved?
I think when we looked at what happened on the 21st of February, the Presidential Council meeting, the decision of the party president, Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim, to allow Tun Dr. Mahathir maximum leeway, as it were, to decide and announce when he will step down. I think it's evident and very clear to all and sundry that this is probably the best solution that we can have to that whole situation about transition. And yet, people can see there was tak ada ribut, tak ada peti, tiba-tiba on that Sunday, the Langkah Sheraton, so to speak, happened. There was absolutely no reason for it. So, if anything, the people who were planning this were hoping that Dato' Sri Anwar will insist that a specific date was given. But when Dato' Sri Anwar, despite, I'm sure, protests by grassroots activists and supporters, when Dato' Sri Anwar allowed or said that Tun Mahathir can decide when he will step back or step down, I think it threw a spanner in their works, the people who are conspiring.
Fahmi, to follow on that, I mean, your constituents, so you have, Lembah Pantai is very interesting because it has the leafy kind of bangsa set on one hand, but it also has a very working class set. How are people on the ground responding? Have you had a chance to take a sense or take a measure of their response to this political crisis?
I think people in bangsa are quite shocked at the betrayal that we're seeing. I think many... at one point, we're asking, is Maria Chin Abdullah a part of this? And thankfully, she has said that she has nothing to do with this. People are still right now shocked that someone like Saifuddin Abdullah, who many people have seen to be part of civil society, someone who's a very strong advocate for strong government, suddenly betray the rakyat's trust in this way, you know, so to speak. I think this is a situation which people in Bangsa take note of. But when it comes to areas such as Kampung Kerinci, I think for the most part, people still want government services to continue. I've spoken with the mayor, I've spoken with DBKL, and that to make sure that the services continue as per usual. In fact, I'm right now with my team discussing how to balance between what's happening nationally and the services that we still need to render. Work still goes on.
And speaking of the party specifically, Fahmi, what are PKR's options now?
Well, I think it comes down to a numbers game. I think, you know, I was asked by some reporters this afternoon how I was feeling prior to our MEP or Central Leadership Council meeting. I joked about I've got a good feeling. At that time, I was holding a sandwich. Said I've got a good feeling in this sandwich. But now I think I've got. Sorry about that.
You've
got to
joke.
Have a sense of humor. I know. Sorry, but I have right now. I don't think we're out of the woods, but I think there is when you look at what these people, the para pengkhianat, were trying to do yesterday. There were supposed to be 3 press conferences, and yet in the end there were no press conferences. So that yesterday was some kind of an indicator that their plans have gone awry. But I feel that we're not out of the woods. Dr. Mahathir has been returned as an interim prime minister with the full support of DAP, Keadilan, as well as Amanah. I think right now it's about testing the numbers. I think that's what it comes down to.
Azmin Ali, your former colleague, says that he still has that spirit of fighting for reform. And I wonder about this catchphrase. It seems to be something that anybody can use. I mean, do you believe that if another government comes to power backing Mahathir, that formed by UMNO, PASA and other parties, that they could that they will continue with the reform agenda?
Yeah, I don't. I think, for us, those of us who have been with and have stayed true to both Pakatan Rakyat and subsequently Pakatan Harapan, we know the work that needs to be done. We understand the manifesto that is before us that we are committed to. Given the challenges that the government, before it was the cabinet was dissolved earlier this evening, the kind of challenges it was facing, I still believe that by and large, a lot of the key reforms that the Rakyat is hoping for that will have a positive impact on their lives can still be achieved. And I still hold to that.
But there were many problems, Fahmy, with the many governments, I'm talking about state governments, that had the brand of Pakatan. We see in Selangor the Kuala Langat issue. People felt betrayed. This was a Pakatan government, but it was going to bulldoze Orang Asli land. It was, it seemed to be on the side of developers. I mean, this will charges laid at the feet of your coalition. Do you think in many ways, and over the last 2 years, that your coalition, the Pakatan Harapan, failed to deliver convincingly on the reform agenda?
I think we've not communicated very well. I think we are also not taking enough time to listen to what exactly people are saying. I think this is something which any interim government that comes in with the interim prime minister, as it is now declared, must take full cognizance of. We must take this fully. And we have to deliver. We have to make sure that people are heard. We have to make sure that the kind of grouses and fears are attended to and resolved, whatever problems come up, whether it's about Kuala Langat, whether it's about COVID-19. I think Dr. Zul has played an immense role in ensuring that people are fully trusting the voice of the government on this issue. And I think Dr. Zul's success is indicative of how we can be successful if we all play our part, if we stick together as a team with one common agenda. And it may not be so far-fetched to think that perhaps all this while there were people who were, to use the word that was so beloved by Saifuddin Abdullah, the deep state, so to speak, perhaps these were elements, they were themselves elements of that deep state.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us tonight. That was YB Fahmy Fazil, MP of Lembah Pantai. We're going to take a quick break, and after this, I'm going to be handing over to my teammates Ibrahim Sani as well as Sharad Curtin to continue the conversation, making sense of the political crisis in the country. Don't go anywhere. More experts and politicians on the line with you after this on Consider This.